Welcome back to the latest DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the big ideas shaping our world. I'm your host, John, and with me is my co-host, Sarah.
Hey, John. Great to be here. Today, we're diving into a fascinating conversation with Jeff Booth, author of The Price of Tomorrow, where he discusses the economy, AI, and most importantly, Bitcoin.
It was a really thought-provoking conversation for sure, Sarah. I'm glad the DBM team spotted it. He started with a pretty radical idea that the natural state of a free market is deflation.
Right. He argues that competition and technology should naturally drive prices down. This is the correct way of things. Think about it. Every entrepreneur is trying to give you more for less to win your business. That's inherently deflationary, right?
Sure. But we don't live in that world in reality. We live in a world of inflation. And according to Booth, that's because our entire system is built on fiat-based credit.
Exactly. He says that in a credit-based system, once currency printing is the norm, you have to keep creating more and more currency to stop the whole thing from collapsing. If we let deflation happen, banks and even governments as we currently know them would go under. This petrifies the bosses, banks, and governments of the current economic system we live under.
That's right. And we have seen the extreme actions governments will take to so-called protect this status quo. What is something more is now happening in our world? This is where AI and Bitcoin comes in. Booth calls it the most deflationary technology ever. He predicts the marginal cost of AI will drop to zero, and we'll see massive price drops in things like robotics as well. At the same time, all currencies will fall to zero in Bitcoin terms.
Fascinating. This also has huge implications for jobs, right? Booth talks about a future where AI dramatically increases productivity, but also displaces a lot of human workers.
And this ties into his idea of a K-shaped economy, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. This is a direct result, he says, of the government manipulating money to fight deflation over many decades. The new money goes to the wealthy first, which lets them build bigger monopolies and use regulations to protect themselves. It's time for the people to make changes in their lives to create bottom-up change.
So, how is this done? What's the way out? For Booth, it's Bitcoin. He calls it an escape hatch.
Explain that a bit more. How is Bitcoin an escape hatch?
He sees it as the first truly global free market. It's a way for people to move their time and energy into a system that isn't constantly being devalued. He even says that those who own and hold Bitcoin see their assets grow in value compared to the failing fiat system in real time.
That's powerful for sure. But he also acknowledges that we're in a tricky transition period. A lot of people are still stuck in the old system, and they're feeling the pain of rising costs without understanding an alternative exists today.
And he's worried about the centralization of AI. He points out that a few big tech companies have a lot of control over these powerful new tools, and that control could be used to manipulate information and keep the current system in place.
So what's his advice? What should people be doing?
He says to start small. Gradually shift your time and energy into the Bitcoin system. He even mentioned that he's personally leaving Canada because he's concerned about their economic policies and the possibility of wealth taxes, something we are also seeing across other Western nations.
And he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's launched a $100 million Bitcoin-only fund to invest in early-stage companies building on the Bitcoin protocol.
He also touched on Nostr, a decentralized social media protocol, and the challenges of competing with the big centralized platforms we all know.
It's a lot to take in, but it's a powerful vision for the future. It really makes you think about where we're headed and what alternatives are in reach of ordinary people right now. The question is, will they study and take action?
Absolutely. Interesting times for sure. And of course, this is a big part of the reason we do what we do in the DBM Academy. A big thank you to Jeff Booth for that incredible discussion. And thanks to all of you for tuning into this episode of the DBM Academy podcast. We'll be back again soon with another deep dive into the ideas that are shaping our tomorrow. Until then, stay curious.
Thanks, Sarah. We will indeed. Be sure to take action on this insight, folks. Use the resources in the DBM.academy, especially the workspaces and workshops designed to help you navigate and stay the course in the world of digital assets, including how many in the community have already protected themselves from the current effects of fiat deflation and the future implications of AI technology on traditional working lives. See you next time.